Today we learned about davening. Thursday we learned about davening. Let's learn. Start the Nusach Atzilo, something about Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. I prepared something very nice from Rav Ashkenazi. Rav Ashkenazi, from like we had last week, we went through a nice sugya. Last week we went through something about Halal. Really nice shtickle Torah on Halal. Today I want to go through a shtickle Torah from Rav Ashkenazi about Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Nusach of Rosh Hashanah, the Yomim Noiroim. The Yomim Noiroim are very quickly coming upon us. Okay, so here's his idea. Let's discuss a couple of things over here. Here we go. Let's first go as a starting point, benching. Birchas HaMazon is a very interesting part of Birchas HaMazon, which is a very big game changer in trying to understand what the brachas are all about. Now, what's interesting about the brachas that we're referring to, these are brachas that a person, if he's lucky, his whole life should never have to say these brachas. These are called the brachas l'misha shochach. A person who forgot to make the say Yale V'yavo. Okay, so for instance, in the Birchas HaMazon, we're supposed to say Ritzei and Yale V'yavo. Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaroi. We're supposed to say Ritzei and Yale V'yavo, but what happens if we forget? So the halacha is, if we conclude the bracha, Uvnei Yerushalayim Irakodesh B'meirav Yomein, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei v'rachamav Yerushalayim Amen. So the article Siddur on the bottom of the page, it's on page 84 in the article Hebrew Only Siddur, there's a big box. There's a big box, and the box over here says Im shochach loymar v'al hanisim. Okay, then the Im shochach loymar ritzei oyal v'yavai. So the first thing it says is that if you did not yet start the next blessing, the fourth blessing, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hakel, Avinu, Malkeinu, Adireinu, Boreinu, Goaleinu, Yotreinu, you did not yet start that bracha, there's a solution. In the old Sidurim, they didn't print the solution. It's in Shulchan Aruch, and that is you can make a separate blessing for Shabbos and for Yom Tov. Okay, it's called Bracha L'mi She'Shochach. Rav Lazer, you familiar with this? This sugya? Right, you got it. Okay, these are the Brachas L'mi She'Shochach. So, the Brachas L'mi She'Shochach are very interesting. There are a lot of things in these brachas that are contradictory to what we would think, to other parts of davening, what we would think. They're contradictory to themselves. All right, like, so let's say for Shabbos. So let's say a person forgot to say, we'd say. So now he remembers. So now all he needs to do is make a separate bracha, which is amazing because you're adding a blessing that's not really, when you say Ritzei, you're not making a blessing. You're just embellishing the bracha of Rachim. The second blessing of Birchas HaMazon, you are just elaborating. But when you forget to elaborate, then you get to make a completely separate blessing. It's almost like the choite is niskar. The sinner gains. You know, on Shabbat, every day we have an obligation to recite 100 blessings. And we're supposed to take it very seriously. And if we don't really pay attention, it can happen very easily that we don't have 100 blessings. If a person does not eat very much, he does not wash and eat bread, so you're losing out on 6 blessings. There's Birchas HaMazon, 4 blessings, and then there's Al Netilas Yodayim and Hamoytzi Lechem Min Haaretz. So you lose 6 blessings. If a person were to wash for bread twice a day, he would have 8 blessings right there. Okay, a person goes to Beis HaKisi, Asher Yotchi, a lot of the kids, there's a whole calculation, not now, but sometimes it can get tight, like on Shabbos. So look at this, if a guy, a fellow who's short for blessings, happens to forget to say Ritzei, he gets lucky. He now gets an extra blessing, because ordinarily Birchas HaMazon is 4 blessings, If you forget to say Ritzeh, you have 5 blessings. If you forget to say Yalav Yavo, you have 6 blessings. If you forget both, can you imagine if it's Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, you go from 4 to 6. If you were to say Yalav Yavo in the correct location, then you have only 4 blessings. But now that I forgot to say Ritzeh and Yalav Yavo, so I have to make 2 separate blessings, I'm upgraded from 4 to 6. So what are the blessings? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Nosan Shabbosos L'Menucha Li'amo Yisrael Be'ahava L'Ois V'Livris, as a sign and a covenant. Baruch atah Hashem L'Kadesh HaShabbos. Okay, fine, whatever it is. Rosh Chodesh, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Asher Nosan. Now here's what Nosan Roshech Chodoshim Li'amo Yisrael L'Zikaray. Okay, now you can put them together. I told you it was not good. You can put them together. All right. It goes on over here. Now, before we go further, let's ask the following question. The following question over here is, let's say you forget to say Shabbos. You forget to say Ritzeh on Shabbos. So what is the blessing? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Nosan Shabbosos L'Menucha. Wait a minute. How many Shabbosos did Hashem give the Jewish people for resting? There's only 1 Shabbos. They're not Shabbosos. They're not multiple Shabbosos. There's only 1 Shabbos. By the way, the plural of Shabbos is Shabbosos, not Shabbosim. Shabbosos. Many people that make that mistake. It could be it's not wrong. It could be that in Yiddish you can say Shabbosim. And in Hebrew you say Shabbosos. All right, whatever it is. But why do we say it in plural? The Bishloima, when it comes to the Sholosh Regalim, if you forget to say Yalav Yavo on Pesach and Sukkot, Shavuot, so you can say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Asher Nosan, Moadim, festivals, Li'amo Yisrael. There are many festivals. Okay, there are many festivals. Okay, here it says, if you've got to say, what's this? That's not Chol HaMoed. I'm sorry. On Yom Tov, Asher Nosan, Yomim Toivim Li'amo Yisrael L'Sosan L'Simcha Yom Chagamatzah says that if you forget to say Yalav Yavo on one of the Sholosh Regalim on Yom Tov itself, so you say Asher Nosan Yomim Toivim. That is correct because there is a Pesach, there is a Shavuos, and there is Sukkos. There are Yomim Toivim B'Lashoin Rabim. There are many Yomim Toivim. What about Rosh Chodesh? Let's say if you're going to say Yom Rosh Chodesh, Anosan Roshei Chodoshim. That's also correct. There are 12 Roshei Chodoshim. I mean, we'll leave that one alone. I don't think he actually, Rabbi Ashkenazi, I don't think he addresses the Roshei Chodoshim. But what's a little bit more difficult is when it's Rosh Anosan Shabbosos L'Menucha. Now, it may seem what I'm saying over here is very trivial, but you're going to see in a moment it gets interesting. It does get interesting. Let me see where we've got to say. Where is the part? Yalav Yavo. Shabbos, 1 second. Where is Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Okay. We'll do that in a second. Okay, now, what's the simple answer? The simple answer is there are 52 Shabbosos in the year, or there are 54, or there are 50, between 50 and 54 Shabbosos in the calendar year. So the reason why we say Asher Nosan Shabbosos L'Menucha in the plural is because we're not referring to 1 Shabbos, we are referring to all of the Shabbosos, 54 Shabbosos of a year or throughout our lifetime. A person observes Shabbos Kodesh many, many times during the year. There are many Shabbosos. Okay, that's not such a bad answer, but it's a little difficult because the truth is there's only 1 Shabbos. There's only 1 Shabbos. We go in time, in cycles, we go through the 7 days. We just come back to Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, it's not so difficult that it's written B'loshon Rabin, because there are really 12 different Rosh Chodeshim. Rishon hu l'chodshei ha'ashana, it's the first. Then comes Iyar, it's the second. Sivan is the third. The Torah puts numbers on it. And every single time we come to a month, we're always telling you it's in the fifth month, in the fourth month, the Tzoyim ho'asiri, the Tzoyim ho'revi'i, the Tzoyim ha'chamishi. So you find that we do refer to the months by number. Ah, so once every month has a number, and you want to talk about Rosh Chodesh, it's not so far-fetched to say that every Rosh Chodesh is called a number. But when it comes to Shabbos, there's no such thing as giving Shabbos a number. So it's a little problematic. When it comes to the Shalosh Regalim, there are three. Shalosh. Shalosh. Shalosh Pa'amim Bashana. Shalosh. So when it says Yomim Toivim, that's not so bad. There's Yomim Toivim. There's a Pesach, there's a Sukkot, and there's a Shavuos. Pesach has 2 days, Sukkot has 2 days, Shavuos has 1 day. Taka Yomim Toivim. 2, 4, 5. It works. Rosh Chodesh, it's a number game. So there are 12 Rosh Chodeshim, we call them by the number. But Shabbos, not so simple. Not so simple. There's one Shabbos. We just go through the Shabbos every 7 days. Never do you find Shabbos being given a number. Never. So why then does it say Shabbosos? So the simple answer is, we observe Shabbos multiple times. So we call Shabbosos. Okay. And you'll say, don't get so obsessed with this. Here's a very big problem. Problem is, let's say you forget to say Yalev Yavo on Rosh Hashanah. How many days of Rosh Hashanah are there? There's only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. Oh, today we observe 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's only because of, it's only because of Sfeikat Yoma, or because, the Beis HaMikdash, the Karban, the Skalkel Hashir. But according to the letter of the law in the Torah, there is only 1 day Rosh Hashanah. And yet, if a person forgets to recite Yalev Yavo on Rosh Hashanah, the Nusach is, Baruch Atah Hashem, on the bottom of the page 87 of the article, Baruch Atah Hashem, El Cholam, Asher Nosan, Yomim Toivim Li'amo Yisrael, Es Yoim HaZikoroin HaZeh. What? Contradiction. Mamesh a contradiction. First you say, Yomim Toivim. What are the Yomim Toivim? You want to say that Rosh Hashanah is part of all of the festivals of Pesach, Sukkot, Shavuos. All right, you could answer. You could answer. It's not the end of the world, this question. But Rosh Hashanah is only 1 day, and yet we say Yomim Toivim. Now over here they don't bring down. There's a very big question. What happens if a person is instructed by his doctor to eat on Yom Kippur? Do you say Yalev Yavo on Yom Kippur? If I'm not mistaken, we paskin that you do not. I think we do not. We paskin you do not. You have to make Kiddush. Let's say a person has to eat on Yom Kippur. He has to eat. Does he make Kiddush? Does he add Yalev Yavo? So we don't do it. If I'm not mistaken, we do not make Kiddush and we do not recite Yalev Yavo. However, not everyone agrees to that. There are those who say that you do. Now, if you do say Yalev Yavo, what happens if you forget to say Yalev Yavo? Then you make a separate bracha. Same thing, and there the Nosach is also. Baruch Atah Hashem Kemel Chomash Nosan Yomim Toivim Liamo Yisrael Es Yoim HaKippurim Hazeh. Same exact question. There's only 1 day Yom Kippur. Why are we calling it B'lashon Rabin? So to make a long story short, Rabbi Ashkenazi says a very big chiddush. And know, the chiddush here may not be so much appreciated here in the Birchas HaMazon, but it comes out much more appreciated in other parts of the davening, which we'll try to figure out in a moment in the Nusach and Rosh Hashanah. And that is, he says, is a very deep idea, that there are multiple dimensions to Shabbos. You know, you don't have to go so complicated. There are two, there's the Aseres HaDibros, there's the first Luchas and the second Luchas. In the first Luchas, the Aseres HaDibros, are described, the first Luchas are described as Zecher to Maisei Bereishis, creation. That is why Shabbos, that is why we observe Shabbos. In the second Dibros, the reason why we observe Shabbos is Zecher liYitzias Mitzrayim. So it comes out, that's why Zohar and Shamar. Zohar is said in regard to creation, and Shamar is said in regard to Yitzias Mitzrayim. So it turns out that when we observe Shabbos, we're observing Shabbos for two different reasons. We observe Shabbos because it is a Zecher for creation, and we observe Shabbos as a Zecher for Yitzias Mitzrayim. We were slaves in Egypt. Hashem took us out of Egypt to give us the Shabbos. A slave does not rest. A slave works 24/7. Being granted freedom enables the person rest. So Yitzias Mitzrayim, a direct consequence of Yitzias Mitzrayim, is Menucha, rest. Because now that we're not slaves, we're free men, a free man can rest. So therefore, he says, well, the reason why, and again, this is a very deep idea, the reason why we say that Hashem gave us Shabbosois l'menucha b'lashoin rabim means there are two Shabbosois every single Shabbos. There's only one Shabbos. But the one Shabbos that we observe, the Etzem, has a double nature, has a dual nature. Every Shabbos has a dimension of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and every Shabbos has a dimension of Maaseh Bereishis, and they overlap. They overlap with one another. So every time that we observe Shabbos, we are really observing two Shabbosos. Chazal say if only Klal Yisrael would observe two Shabbosos, Mashiach would come. On one level, it means if they would only observe one Shabbos, with an appreciation that in that one Shabbos, there are two Shabbosos that are overlapping with one another. There is the Shabbos that is connected Maaseh Bereishis, and the Shabbos that is connected Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mashiach would come. It doesn't mean you have two separate Shabbosos. In every Shabbos, there are two Shabbosos. Maybe you could explain if Shabbos is only one day. I mean, this is a little bit really going really off the charts. Is Shabbos is how long is our Shabbos on a practical level? Our Shabbos on a practical level is really 25 hours. We start early and we end late. Why do we do that? So maybe you can suggest is that we start early represents Yitzias Mitzrayim. Because Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim early. We were supposed to be there for 400 years. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim after 210 years. We left Egypt early. We got rest early. When do we end Shabbos? We end Shabbos late. Why do we end? That corresponds to creation. Creation, Maaseh Bereishis, Hashem created. Maaseh Bereishis, Hashem created things. When we want to correspond to creation, Hashem created things also Mitzvah Shabbos. Hashem rested. Hashem, we have to figure out how this goes. There's an element of creation, we remember Hashem's act of creation, and for creation we get a late, we go into Mitzvah Shabbos, because in Mitzvah Shabbos, after Shabbos was over, Hashem created fire. There's an element of creation that took place Mitzvah Shabbos. We don't look like that. We looked at creation was on 6 days. We looked at creation took place on 6 days. And then Bein Hashmashos, Hashem created more things. You can play with this different ways. If you want, you can say just the opposite. That we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He created certain things before the world was created. There's 10 things. There were 10 things that were created before the world. So there's an element of creation that came early. And when you talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, leaving Egypt, there is another Geula. There's the Geula Ho'asida, which comes later. Okay, you can play with it different ways. That's not our point over here. But the point over here of Rabbi Ashkenazi is saying is that on the one day of Shabbos, there are really two Shabboses. There is a Shabbos that is commemorating creation. And there's another Shabbos that is commemorating Yitzias Mitzrayim. It happens to be, really, we should have two Shabboses. We should have Shabbos twice a week. Shabbos on Saturday and Shabbos on Tuesday. The Shabbos on Saturday will commemorate creation. And the Shabbos on Tuesday will commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim. We were slaves, we got out, we're now free, we can go to sleep. So really, really, we should commemorate Shabbos twice a week. Shabbos on Saturday and Shabbos on Tuesday. The Shabbos on Saturday will start with, make-believe will start with 18 minutes before Shabbos and will end when the sun sets. And the Shabbos on Tuesday will begin when the stars come out and go until until the sun sets the next day. Okay, so why then do we observe? But what happened? HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that the two Shabbosos that we really should celebrate every week, we should really celebrate a Shabbos twice a week, the two Shabbosos that we celebrate overlap. Look at that. They overlap. And because they overlap, we only celebrate one day Shabbos, which we call, and to show that it's two Shabbosos, we start early and we end late, because those parts, the early and the late, that does not overlap. What overlaps is when the stars come out until exactly 24, when the stars come out until the sun sets. But because it's two different Shabbosos, and the ends of the two Shabbosos don't overlap. So that's why we have a very long Shabbos of 25 hours, even though Shabbos should only mean 24 hours, because they're two different Shabbosos. So this is a tremendous chiddush from Rabbi Ashkenazi. Then really, we should really celebrate. I'm elaborating a little bit more than what he says, but I think this is exactly what he's saying, is that really, there are two Shabbosos. And we should really celebrate the two Shabbosos on two different, twice a week. Hashem worked it out for us, for convenience purposes, that they come out on the same day. Look at that, two birds with one stone. And to show that there are truly two Shabbosos, we observe it for 25 plus hours. We start early and we end late, because one of those Shabbosos should just really start early and end on time, and the other one should start on time and end late. So in order to go and to show that it's two Shabbosos, we start early and we end late, and Yechap Arayim everything. Okay? Now, take that idea and apply that. This is the beauty of what he says, and he shows how the whole Nusach HaTfilah is built upon this. It's a very interesting idea. Rosh Hashanah has really three dimensions. When we celebrate one day Rosh Hashanah, we're really celebrating. I'll get to Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, he says, is two. When we celebrate Rosh Hashanah, we're talking about one day Rosh Hashanah. Today we have 2 days because of the, Sfeika D'Yoma, Karban. But when we have one day, really, we should have Rosh Hashanah twice a year. one day we should celebrate Rosh Hashanah to correspond to creation. Hayoim haras olam. Hayoim yamid b'mishpat. That's one day. It represents creation. And the second day Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin. Yom Hadin. It's a day of judgment. The day of judgment doesn't have to be on the birthday of the creation. What is that? What does one thing have to do with another? Hayaluchud v'hayaluchud. There's a day of judgment. Yom hazikoroin hazeh. A day when Hashem judges us. And then there's a day that we remember that today was the day of creation. So we should really celebrate Rosh Hashanah twice a year. We should celebrate Rosh Hashanah Aleph Tishrei, creation. And we should celebrate Rosh Hashanah whenever. Aleph Nisan, a day of a Yom Hadin. This is the designated day to surrender, to turn yourself over and take a mugshot. 7:30, right? I have to go see the news. What happened to this guy? Okay, two, like, overlap. Now, here's the beauty of the next. This is really, really nice. The next thing is Yom Kippur. He says that Yom Kippur, this is amazing what he says. Yom Kippur is really 3 days all in one. The first Yom Kippur, he says, it's a shocking thing what he says, is from the Mabul. Man does Averus, and also the first thing, the first dimension of Yom Kippur is not only for us. It is for the whole world. How do you know that? You know that from Noach. Even though we say this whole Nusach of Noach on Rosh Hashanah, we don't say on Yom Kippur, not so similar, because when Yom Kippur is, when it's Yovel, then you say on Yom Kippur also, it comes from Noach. What's Noach? The people in the world did terrible, terrible Averos. And Hashem said, you do Averos, you know what happens? The world comes to an end. The end. So after, this is what is, and you have to really go, you're saying, incredible chiddush, you have to go and source all of these things to show it's true. Maybe you'll disagree with this. And he says, when Hashem created the world version 2 of the world, it says in the pasuk that Hashem says, "Ki yetzel el ramin of le'oy osif od, I will no longer destroy the world on the account of man's sins." It's pasuk in the Torah, after the Ma'amal. What does that mean? So Ashkenazi in essence says, Hashem's not going to let you get away with anything. Hashem is going to punish the world little by little. And we typically apply this only to us, the Klal Yisrael. We typically say is that that's the difference between the Jews and the Goyim. By Klal Yisrael, Hashem punishes us continuously in order not to allow our sins to accumulate to a point where we would not be able to pay back our debts. The Goyim, Hashem doesn't care. Hashem says, sin, do all you want, do all the averus you want. And then when Nismala Hasa'ah, when the measure is full, then finished. I demand my debt. You can't pay up. I'm going to wipe you off the face of the earth. So this concept of little by little by little applies to Jewish people. By the Goyim, no such thing as little by little. They get away with everything. Hashem lets the Goyim get away with everything for a very long time until their measure is full. And then Hashem wipes them out in one shot. However, Rabbi Ashkenazi appears to be saying, although that may be true for the individual Goyim in the world, or even nations in the world, but the world on a whole, Hashem will never let the whole world on a whole accumulate so much sin that the whole world needs to be destroyed. Just like Hashem does not allow any individual in Klal Yisrael to accumulate so much sin that he will be destroyed, or the nation of Klal Yisrael, the world as a whole cannot accumulate enough sin that the whole world will be destroyed. That's the difference between the world before the Mabul and the world after the Mabul. Before the Mabul, Hashem was very forgiving. Very forgiving. Now, I mean, you do Averos, I'm not going to punish you. I'm going to let the world accumulate so much sin till the world reaches its full measure. And then Hashem says, no, it's time to pay your debt. You can't pay. The world will come to an end. There will be a Mabul. After the Mabul, Hashem says, no longer are we going to operate with this principle globally. Instead, I'll let one nation accumulate sin and they'll be wiped off the face of the earth. But I'm not going to let the whole world on a different plane accumulate so much sin where then I'll come to demand payment and I'll wipe the world off, finish off the world. That's the difference between the world before Rosh Mabul and after the Mabul. Now that we've established that principle, when does Hashem hold the world accountable? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is that time when Hashem, so to speak, forgives debt, even amongst the goyim. Shemendes chiddush. Even amongst the goyim, that, okay, we're going to forgive you now, or we're going to punish now. There's going to be a cheshbon, in order that the world should not get to the point where the world's going to be destroyed. So it comes that according to this interpretation, which is a tremendous chiddush, I never saw anyone say such a thing before. This is really, really, really different and very controversial. Is that Yom Kippur, there's mechila for goyim. It's not just a Jewish holiday. The goyim don't know what's going on anyway. The goyim are out to lunch. They couldn't care less. They don't even want to know. But Hashem on Yom Kippur, he exercises this principle with its calculation to make adjustments to make sure the world doesn't come to an end. That's Yom Kippur number one. Now we come to Yom Kippur number two. What is Yom Kippur number two? It is the anniversary of the day when Moshe came down from Shemayim with the second set of luchos, and Hashem said to the Jewish people, "Solachti kidvarecha, I forgive you for the Egel Hazav. You worship the Egel, you betrayed me." You know, it's an amazing thing. Betrayal is the worst. I was watching a clip yesterday, Putin, talking about this guy, what's his name? I forgot. Wagner. Wagner. Is he dead? L'chore, he's dead, right? I don't really know anything about him. He had a big, his own military, own army. He was friends with Putin, not friends. So they showed a clip with a guy, a reporter, he asked Putin, can you forgive a person? Will you believe this clip? He asked Putin, can you forgive? So Putin, he sat back and he thought about it. And he said, yes, I can forgive. And then he paused. And then he said, but not for everything. Not for betrayal. That I can't forgive. He's the godfather, Putin, right? I can forgive, but I can't forgive for betrayal. Very interesting what he said. Can the Ribbono Shel Olam forgive us for betrayal? Yes, he can. That is Yom Kippur. V'solachti kidvarecha Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the anniversary of forgiveness of the Chet HaEgel. And then comes a third day of Yom Kippur. And that is the avoidah of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol goes lefnai v'lefnim. He brings korbanos. You know, it's interesting, I'm adding to this, is that if you look at, you know, the main kapara of Yom HaKippurim in the Beis HaMikdash is not for stam avera. Stam avera is the sohar la'zozel. It's tumas mikdash v'kodoshav. It's for a certain type of tumah. Tumah in regard to spirituality, making mistakes in Yoni Kedusha. So Rabbi Ashkenazi says an incredible chiddush. There are really three Yom Kippurs. There's a Yom Kippur that's for the world, that is a product of the Mabul, and it's not only for Klal Yisrael. That's called Mechila. And then there's a Yom Kippur that should really be on this, should be on Yom Kippur, should be on the 10th day of is when Hashem forgave the Jewish people for the Chet HaEgel. And every single generation, every single year, there's another added dimension of forgiveness for the Chet HaEgel. And then there is a third Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol. He goes Lefnai V'Lefnim, and he's Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kodoshav, on contamination, ritual contamination, which doesn't just mean the person who's Tomei, it represents a concept of a person's error in how he relates to Hashem and serves Hashem with holiness. Each one has a very unique word. Noach, he applies with Mechila. The second Yom Kippur, it's Vayomer Hashem Solachti Kidvarecho. And the last is the Kohen Gadol. After Matan is the Kohen Gadol. After they built the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. Ki Bayoim Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem L'taher Eschem Mikol Chatasech L'vnei Hashem T'tar. And he explains that is why in the Nusach of Yom Kippur, it's in that order. See, the Nusach of the Shemona Esher of Yom Kippur, okay, what are we doing? Siddur. Over here, let's see Shachris. Ha'ivarachter HaMelech, Makel. Here, when it goes into the first bracha, Ata v'chadar mikol ha'amim, after his son, we would have seen his sabanu. Right, I'm telling you, because he goes, V'atid lo'n shavu kemur bi'ava esyoim, ha'kipurim hazeh, and then we say three words. L'mechila, v'lislicha, u'lichapara. Three words. L'mechila, l'slicha, u'lichapara. Why are there three words? And by the way, the words over here, the way they're ordered, is not the way we say in the slichas. In the slichas, say, Salah lanu, mechalanu, kaperlanu. There it's a different order. Slach is first, then comes mechal, and then it's kaper. Slach lanu, mechalanu, kaperlanu. Right, so slach, and why? So someone says slach is the easiest. Mechal is a little bit harder, and kaper is the ultimate difficulty. But here, when you begin the Shmona Esrei on Yom Kippur, you don't say in that order. You say the order l'mechila, l'slicha, u'l'chapara. What does it mean l'mechila? There are three Yom Kippur, days of Yom Kippur, and really, the 3 days of Yom Kippur should be on three different days of the year. There should be a Yom Kippur on the anniversary of the Mabul, or when the Mabul came to an end. There should be a Yom Kippur on the tenth day of Tishrei, when Hashem said forgave the Jewish people for the eagle, and there should be a third Yom Kippur on I don't know when, another day, when the Kohen Gadol will go in the Kodesh HaKadoshim and bring Kurbanos to Mechaper Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav. Totally different type of kapar, totally different. That's the three words. Mechila is the world. The world shouldn't be destroyed. The second Mechila is Slach Lanu, is the Egel Hazav, the betrayal of the Jewish people to Hashem. And the third represents an esoteric type of kapara of Mechila. Ki bayoyim hazeh yichaper. That's what it says by the Kohen Gadol, by the Avoid of Yom Kippurim, kapara. Okay, so we have done over here, as we continued, at least we got the part of the Nusach of the Tila, is this idea, this concept, is that all of our festivals are always described by Lashon Rabbim. The reason why they describe Lashon Rabbim is simply to say is because we do it once a year in your person's lifetime. If he lives 120, he's gone through 120 Yom Kippurs. And he's gone through 240 days of Rosh Hashanah, twice, or really it's only one day. Shabbos, plural. There are you go through many Shabbosos. Okay, you can say that. It's a little difficult, and he has a very deep understanding of why everything is B'loshon Rabbah. It's because there are multiple dimensions in Shabbos. And the two dimensions of Shabbos, we should have Shabbos twice a week. We should have Rosh Hashanah twice a year. We should have Yom Kippur three times a year. They overlap. Every Shabbos, that's why one explains why Shabbos is doubly as long. It's twice a Shabbos, before and after, because they don't totally overlap. There are two Shabbos in every Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah, there are two Rosh Hashanah. There's a Rosh Hashanah of creation, and there's a Rosh Hashanah of Yom HaDin, Hayalukhud v'Hayalukhud. One is to do the other. Why do you have to have on the same day? Hashem does a favor. Once a year is enough. Yom Kippur, there should be three Yom Kippurs. And the three Yom Kippurs and the room is in the Nusach of the Nusach. Mechila for the Mabul. Slicha for the Chet. Solachti Kidvarecha for the Egel. And then his Kapara is a very esoteric, high-level kapara for Tumas, Mikdash, the Kadoshav, and where the word kapara is appropriate. Hashem did us a favor. He merged all three Yom Kippurs into one day. We only have to observe one day. And we got three birds with one stone. And that's the Nusach, Mechil Silva Kapara, and every time we begin the Shemona Esrei on Yom HaKippurim. All right, we will leave it with that. Thank you, Rabbi Lazer, for coming. Thank you, Mr. Misglatter, for coming. Thank you, Mayor, for coming late. Okay, Mr. Misglatter, I'll call you in a few minutes. I have to make a phone call. I have to take care of something. I'll call you in a few minutes, okay? Misglatter, I'll call you. I know I have to speak to you. I'll call you in a few minutes.
Okay, everybody. Good Shabbos.